Checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. It's now it's fall almost here.
It's chilly. I have a
I
sweater on.
wore a jacket for the first time this season this morning, so it's coming, yeah.
Yes, for sure.
But not yet.
It's a pretty time of the year, that's
It
for sure.
is. Yeah, I agree. It's probably my favorite time of year. Warm days, cool nights. How can you go wrong?
Yeah. Perfect football weather.
Yes, exactly. And outdoor fall festival weather.
Yes, always on our agenda.
Yes. I think Charterfest is coming up soon, if I'm
It
not
is.
mistaken.
It's
Yeah.
Saturday.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's the
Oh,
Saturday.
okay.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Absolutely. That's a good time. Yeah.
So we had six agenda items right to number one. We did have a full board at the meeting, so that was good. And right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Break Rock Brewing for a one-day liquor license for the Quincy 400 Hot Air Balloon and Laser Light Show on
Speaking of
Saturday.
outdoor events.
Yes, speaking of Saturday, September 20th at Pageant Field, 1 Marymount Parkway from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Jay Southwood was there to represent Break Rock Brewing, of course, and Craig's Cafe will also be there. John McDonald, as you know, Quincy 400 and the mayor's staff putting on these phenomenal events in our city. And we're happy to move forward and see what happens at the Hot Air Balloon and Laser Light Show on Saturday, September 20th at Pageant Field from 4 to 9 p.m. And that went through 5-0.
Okay, I'll be watching that from the ground.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who want to go up in a hot air balloon, but it's not me.
If it's tied to the ground, maybe. But other than that, no.
Not a chance to me. Sorry. But
It's not the first time. I did a little history. Back in the 80s, there was a hot air balloon show that started in Boston and abruptly ended in Quincy Center because of some weather-related phenomenon or something. So,
wow.
yeah, it's happened before.
Okay.
Where are the laser light show going to be shown, did they say?
It's a pageant.
Okay.
Yep, it's all going to be there at Pageant Field at 1 Marymount Parkway.
What are they
I'm
going to
sure
show
that'll
the
be later
lasers?
in the day.
Yeah. So you can see them.
Right.
Just in the
Cool.
sky or on the ground, do you know, or on
Sky.
the
Sky, I guess.
balloons? Okay.
Yeah.
You have to go and see.
Yes, I'm sure it'll be a
All
fun.
right. It's free, by the way.
Yes, a fun family night.
Okay.
Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Fowler House at 1043 Hancock Street for a temporary extension of their premise to their back parking lot for their annual Oktoberfest event with live music on Saturday, October 11th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. John McNeil was there. There'll be two service areas for bar areas out there. The food will be inside. This is the fifth annual event, and it always brings a good crowd. And that he's working with the Quincy Police, as always, to make sure that it's a safe and fun event. And like I said, they're with a live band Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. That went through 5-0. Number three, hearing regarding the request of the Woodward School for Girls at 1102 Hancock Street for a one-day liquor license for their Evening in Paris fundraising gala on October 4th at 6 p.m. Alex Maggie was there and Tony Liang. Tony Liang and the Liang Fuji Group are going to do the food and drink for the event. And this is always a wonderful event for girls to attend Woodward School that would otherwise not have the opportunity. They got a $100,000 grant, and they're hoping to match that with this gala.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a great event, and so happy Tony Liang and the Fuji Group is getting involved with that. So that is on October 4th at 6 p.m. I'm sure you can go on the Woodward School for Girls website and find out some more information if you're interested in attending. It's a ticketed event.
Okay.
Here, number four, that was 5-0 as well. Agenda item number four here regarding the request of NIA Automotive Service for a garage repair license for the premise located at 664 R Washington Street due to a change of ownership from Costi Auto Repair, proposed manager Ahmed Abdel Al. Proposed hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 7:30 to 1. Ahmed Abdel Al was there and spoke about just taking over ownership, having years of experience, and that they're going to have Saturday hours, 7:30 to 1 p.m., and that went through 5-0. Agenda item number five. Here regarding the request of Tham Management LLC, doing business as Hancock Liquors, for a transfer of the off-premise package store all-alcohol beverage license presently held by Tham Management Inc., doing business as Hancock Liquors for the premise located at 229 Quincy Ave. The premise is a single-story retail package store of 3,000 square feet. Proposed manager, Phu Phu Tan, excuse me, Phu Phu Tham, who was in attendance and came up and spoke about managing Hancock Liquors and his 25 years of experience at Wally Wine and going out on this new venture. So that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number six, here we got the request of Topu Management LLC, doing business as Topu, for an all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 95 Franklin Street. Proposed manager, Zi Wen Zhu. Proposed license premise is a street-level 2,100 square feet restaurant that will consist of a dining area, sushi bar, kitchen, restroom, prep and storage area. Attorney Chung Lee was there. We did receive one email from an abutter about additional alcohol in the area and parking in the area. This was advertised on 8/28 in the Quincy Sun. Miss Sue, who was there, who was going to be the owner, does have 7 years of experience in the industry. It was her father's business, Topu, and he's going to leave the business. Miss Sue is taking it over. She does see that a lot of the customers in the 20 seats that are allowed in Topu are asking for either beer, wine, or cordial. So she believes that that will help the revenue sales there. So taking that into consideration, there are five designated parking spots in the parking lot for Tupu. And Attorney Chung Lee did count some parking spots in the area that are adjacent to the building, and there are spots available up and down Franklin Street. The busy hours there are 6 to 9. They close at 10. So that being off hours from Dunkin' Donuts worked out pretty well. We did hear from two abutters that were there in person and did raise some concerns. We went back and forth with questions and answers from both the abutters and the attorney, taking all that into we did go to a motion to accept the all beverage restaurant license application. It did go through 5-0 with a vote of all the members, but we did also tell the abutters that we will reach out in 6 months. Our liquor inspectors will go out in 6 months, see how it's going there, make sure that there's no fines, parking violations, and things like that. And we'll revisit if we need to in 6 months. That did go through 5-0. And our next hearing will be on September 16th, which is next week, because we took a week off because of the election. So it
Oh,
pushed
I
us
see.
to 2 weeks in a row.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Speaking of the election, now we're on to November 4th already, right?
We are,
Yeah.
yes. We're still just cleaning up, putting our supplies all back to where they need to be, and we're moving forward to the November 4th election, looking forward to that. We will have early voting here at City Hall starting October 25th, which is a Saturday, right till October 31st, Friday, October 31st. Regular office hours, 8:30 to 4:30. On October 25th, it is 8:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
Regular office hours, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday the 27th through Friday the 31st. So, but I do want to encourage people, if they do want to vote by mail, to go ahead onto our website at quincyma.gov, go to elections under the city clerk's page. There's a link to order your vote by mail ballot. You can certainly go to the Secretary of State's page. You can order it there as well. I know there was some confusion. We had a few people say, they didn't get their card. We don't send out cards for city elections. The state does send out cards to our city. However, when we have a city election, we ask you to send it to us. We're happy to get it out to you. Just as soon as we get the ballots, we'll forward them out.
Okay, yeah, but you have to request the mail in. It won't just automatically happen.
That's right. If you requested it in September for all elections this year, you'll certainly get it in November.
Oh, okay.
But
Okay.
if you haven't requested a ballot yet, you need to request it either on our website or on the secretary's website in order to get it by mail.
Okay, good to know. And when's the last day to register for the November 4th election, Nikki?
The last day to register, I believe, is that Friday, the 31st.
Okay.
No, that's not
No.
right. It's last day to register. I'm sorry. It's the 25th,
Oh, same
October
day as
25th.
first day of early voting.
Yes,
Okay.
is the
Okay.
last day to register.
Now can you register that day all the way up till 4:30 or that
5 o'clock.
until 5 o'clock? Oh, okay.
Yes,
But early voting that day only till 2:30.
that's right.
Okay. We we got
It's a
it.
little confusing, but
Yeah.
certainly if anyone has any questions, concerns, they can call the election department, 617-376-1144, 1143. We're happy to answer any questions. Email us. Our emails are on the website. You can click our email and link right to us. We're happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. So, and I know there were a couple of polling changes for the preliminary. Are there any changes for the final in November?
Everything's going to be the same.
Oh, it will. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So still at the Nickerson Post and Ward
Still at the
6.
Nickerson Post, still the lower level of the Elks.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. All
Okay.
right. And I'm sure you're anticipating a bigger turnout than we had for the preliminary.
Yes, let's
Yeah.
hope. Yeah.
Were you able to determine, was that actually the lowest turnout?
In quite some time, yes. As
Yeah.
far as we can go back, as far as we've gone back, I should say, into the early 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we encourage people to come out or to ask for it by mail or to come here to beautiful City Hall, a nice fall day, and vote. We do designate parking spots out front and over at the municipal lot. And if you have any questions, concerns, call us.
Yep. You've got the drop box right outside for the
We
mail-in
do.
ballots. So,
We
yep.
do.
Couldn't be any easier. All right. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Okay, take care, Joe.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.